Sam Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. At least eight more rescue ships are joining the international effort to find a missing submersible that was heading to the Titanic wreckage. CBS's Ken McLeod has more.
As time runs short, Canadian military and U.S. Coast Guard teams ramped up the desperate North Atlantic search for the missing submersible with five people on board.
This is an incredibly complex search operation requiring both surface and subsurface elements, and our unified approach is critical.
Officials say the massive span of the search makes it exceptionally challenging to mobilize large amounts of equipment quickly.
The vessel is expected to run out of oxygen by tomorrow morning. Investigators say they found a solid new DNA link in their investigation into the murders last year of four students in a home near the University of Idaho. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
Court documents filed by prosecutors say the DNA of Brian Koberger is a statistical match to DNA collected from the sheath of a knife found at the scene. They say the DNA analysis is at least 5 octillion times more likely to be his than if an unrelated person randomly selected from the general population is the source.
The first day of summer came full blast for much of Texas. The mix of heat and humidity made it feel well over 100 in places like Austin and San Angelo. There have been pockets of power outages, so no air conditioning. Chris Van Dusen was with the Texas Department of Health and says hydration is key.
The greatest concern usually is for people who are older. You know, we see symptoms of heat stroke more frequently in people who are 65 and up and even 50 and up. But when the heat is like this, it isn't confined just to those populations. It really can't affect anybody.
San Francisco's infamous Leaning Tower has finally been fixed. KCBS's Matt Bigler says it has been a safety concern.
Construction crews have managed to transfer 18 million pounds of the Millennium Tower to new piles, pinning the leaning and sinking condo building to bedrock. Residents and tourists are relieved.
I'm so happy for the city of San Francisco that they did that for all of us.
One side of the 58-story tower has been tilting 24 inches.
We have not taken the lean out of the building.
But Ron Hamburger, structural engineer on the $100 million repair project, says the high-rise may self-correct in time.
Hopefully no longer going to be the Leaning Tower of San Francisco.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
In the U.S. House, Democrats chant shame at Republicans. This after the House voted to censure California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff for comments made several years ago about investigations into former President Trump's ties to Russia. The vote fell along party lines. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. They're still searching for the Titanic submersible that disappeared Sunday during a dive to the Titanic wreckage. Sean Leet with Horizon Maritime Services, which is lending manpower and resources to the search, tells CTV.
We have to hold out hope. I think, as you're aware, there's still life support available on the submersible, and we'll continue to hold out hope until the very end.
Investigators say DNA found on the sheath of a knife is a solid new DNA link in their investigation into the murders of four Idaho college students. CBS's Matt Piper.
Prosecutors say the DNA of Brian Koberger is a statistical match. He is the suspect in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students at an off-campus home last fall.
Texas is broiling. Matt Savansky with MedStar Mobile Healthcare says it's dangerous for children.
We see a lot of kids. School's out. The kids are on the playground. Parents might not realize that kids suffer from heat-related illness faster than adults do. And, we've already had four cases for kids under 10 years old.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM, WAUK.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
10% off and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy. Put us to the test at WarnerStellion.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Robert Blake of the Solar Bear with the Solar News. We haven't seen Bob in a few weeks here, and it's really exciting. I kind of like how you got the lighting there at your place, too, Bob. It's kind of like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now, you know. And
Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. Yeah. I love it, Robert.
Hey, well, great. Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, he was a really interesting type dude, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He was the greatest actor of his generation. And also he, as you know, with the Academy Award and for The Godfather Part One, he did not take his Academy Award because of the treatment of Native Americans across this country. And he has a great interview on the Dick Cavett Show that you can find on YouTube. That's very amazing and enlightening. And he also, you know, he helped out AIM in a bunch of ways. And I don't have it in front of me, so I don't want to misquote myself. But he paid for some housing and some land and things like that for the American Indian Movement, especially when they first started out. But in the late 60s, early 70s, he was there for our people.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, And I think that that was when he had that woman who accepted or who went up and didn't right. accept the award, right?
Right.
And people like John Wayne were like bashing her just because she was speaking her truth. And, you know, that was, I mean, you look back at the now, you just think how backwards the Duke was.
Yeah. John Wayne's teeth.
John Wayne's. But I think we already knew that.
He definitely didn't like Native Americans, and he proved it in every movie. In the John Ford, there was a documentary, Bob, that came out, Real Indians, about 2009, that really talked about how these early movies, these John Wayne movies, but really in particular, what the John Ford movies really messed up Native Americans and made us like dinosaurs and all one person. And, you know, I was just going to say, you know, there's 574 recognized tribes and 229 of them are in Alaska. And, you know, there's over 300 languages. You know, you can't put us all in one little movie and make us all one kind of tribe or people. We were so diverse in so many different ways.
Well, you know what, Robert? I think that's a perfect segue
into
the Solar News with the Solar Bear, because you're just giving out all that great information. And basically, you're just saying you can't stop the Native voice and look at this program. You know what I mean? You just can't stop it. And I want to throw some statistics at you, Robert, because you got me on the statistic thing right now. Okay. 4.5 million solar energy systems have been installed across Turtle Island. Let's go with that right there. I'm not going to say United States, but across Turtle Island. This is equivalent to 169 million metric tons annually that we're taking greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere. This is 38 million vehicles off the road, 19 billion gallons of gas being not used. So oil, right? Like gas, you know, that you fill up your car. 2.8 billion trees being planted. Okay. And This is the equivalent to also shuttering 45 coal-fired plants right now. This is what the this is what we've done in this country here on Turtle Island over the last like 10 years here. This is the equivalent to all this. Now, I wanted to also one more thing here I want to throw at you, Robert. And and this is also 26, this is enough energy that we are producing with solar power right now to power 26 million households. Listen, Robert, this is happening. And I want to, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time, but this is going to literally double, maybe triple, you know, over the next 10 years because of the wonderful legislation that we had come out from the Inflation Reduction Act. Mm-hmm. That is incredible.
You know, Robert, too, I put up a article that I saw today in the Tribal Business News about the Northern California tribes that are setting paths for sovereignty with a large-scale solar storage microgrid project. I mean, you've been talking about things like that for 2 years here on Native Roots Radio, and it seems like it's happening now. And they were able to, these tribes in California, Northern California, pay for everything with grants. And that's out there for us. And so you and I need to talk about my nation, too, as soon as possible, because there's things out there, as you were just mentioning, that are there for the picking and really in a good way for our Native communities.
Yeah, and what is really cool about this, because I'm looking at it right now, Robert, that you know, one of the tax attorney for this, right, is a good friend of mine, and she helped put that whole deal together there. And I just saw her at the Affiliated Tribes event, renewable energy event out in Seattle last week. And they were presenting on this. They were talking about this at the conference. And so it was really cool to see those guys. The Nez Perce has got an incredible project that they're doing. So we are going to bring them into our, we're going to bring those experts into the planning that we're going to do for your tribe too. So, We're on it, Bell. We're on it.
I know. And then all the great things you're doing, you're working with Prairie Island. I don't know how much you can talk about that, but up in Red Lake, there's solar panels. You know, you've been, you know,
we had a great day. We had a great day today down in Prairie Island. We had a lot of good conversations happening with the community today. I want to send a special shout out to Miss Jefferson, Miss Tina Jefferson of the Prairie Island Indian community. She has just been remarkable and so supportive, and has really stepped up as a community member out there to really lead the way out there. And then we just had a good graduating class of solar trainees up in Red Lake. They just installed a 30 kilowatt system on top of the OG center up in Red Lake. And we are going to, Robert, we are going to be starting the planning now, and in the installation of the EV charging networks from Red Lake to Standing Rock back around into Minnesota and into your nation and into Wisconsin and into Michigan. And also thank you for that letter of support, Robert. That really helped us out too with us getting that grant too.
Well, yeah. And it, what I've always liked about you, Robert, but especially in your work, is how you've been open to all tribes' needs across Turtle Island and helping. And I've seen it in person, but I've also seen it as a politician too, that you've come in with your hands ready to help and help and with all the knowledge, because, you know, I'm not an expert. The only thing I know is what Bob Blake says on Native Roots Radio. And that's the old joke. You know, I taught you everything you know, but not everything I know.
Well, you know what, Robert? I mean, it's you opening those doors for me, allowing me to have my voice be heard and people listening. And, you know, I can't thank you enough, you know, for the support. And you told me, you always told me to speak my truth, and you tell everybody that comes on your radio show to speak their truth. And we are so lucky and so fortunate to have you, and to also have this space where we can talk about the things that, you know, are important to us. That previous lady you had on the program, that was incredible. You're giving us a voice, Robert, and I think that's wonderful. And you're incredible leader in the community, and just appreciate you so much.
Wow. Likewise, Bob. Just think, I was your key gripper. You were my key grip just 5 years ago down in Iowa for the. I just got to say this too. We're all over Wisconsin, and I had the privilege to be the MC to Wisconsin's Democratic Convention a couple weekends ago, and we have a big listening audience out in Wisconsin too that are really had a lot of people come up to me and talk to me about that. So we're all doing good, and I'm just a conduit to great guests and people, knowledge people like yourself. So I feel privileged to sit in this seat.
And I also want to say too, where a Solar Bear is getting asked to do some projects over in Wisconsin. So I'm really excited to move some of our work over there. And then I also want to say real quickly, Robert, before we go, 15% of the U.S. homes will by 2030, 15% of all homes across the Turtle Island will have solar. And during 2022, every 44 seconds, there was a new solar project installed across Turtle Island. And last thing, I want to say hello to my niece, Alexia Guzman, who is visiting us from Oakland, California with their father, Joey Guzman. And so glad that they're here, staying here in the Twin Cities with us and taking in everything. So, miigwech.
Hey, Bob, and one thing I got to say before we let you go here, I'm so excited about liquid hydrogen batteries that they're talking about those, and those are coming around the bend very soon here. So that excites the heck out of me.
Oh, I want to do, we're going to talk about this on the Solar News and the Solar Bear in the future. There's a lot of stuff happening with hydrogen, and I am talking to these people and working with them right now. So it's really exciting how all of this is going to be coming through fruition, Robert, and especially for Native country. There's a lot of opportunities for tribal nations to be a part of this. This is really incredible opportunity here.
Absolutely. Hey, Bob, why don't you give your Facebook page and your website address to everyone so they can jump on and see who you are.
Yeah, www.solarbear.earth, www.nativesun.org. And like the Solar Bear says with the Solar News, remember to everybody to keep on solaring on.
Right on. Hey, that was Bob Blake from Red Lake. Really appreciate you, man. We'll be talking to you very soon, within a day or so, on the phone. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line Light Rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
Now is the perfect time to prepare for summer reading, and Next Chapter Booksellers can help. Not sure what to get? The friendly staff at Next Chapter Booksellers are great at making recommendations to find books that fit your taste. Next Chapter Booksellers also hosts many book readings and meet and greets with authors. And they sell a wide variety of puzzles and games, too. So stop by the store off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul or place an order online at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience,
Absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that was what a unbelievable show. Haley, this is and then it's always good to see our friend Bob Blake from Red Lake. I can't stop saying that, I know, but he's been just leading the way in the solar energies community here in the natives and helping many tribes succeed in their own sovereignty with their own power. And you can't say enough. You know, I got a few fun facts here. I'm kind of taking Wendy's thunder a little bit here, but I'm going to have some fun facts here about Native Americans. And I'm going to read a couple here and we'll discuss them here at the end of the show here. And I think they're kind of fun just to talk about. You know, one of them, Haley, is the Navajo Nation has the largest tribal land in the United States, and it's almost 25,000 square miles, and it's the size of West Virginia and more, twice as large as Maryland. The nation extends into Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in 2021, the Navajo Nation also surpassed the Cherokee Nation to become the largest tribe by population, too, with nearly 400,000 registered members. And as you might expect, 400,000.
Wow.
And as you might expect, now Navajo has the most speakers of any Native American language. So with those numbers, but 400,000 people. And I know during COVID, it was really crazy what was going on down in Navajo Nation, which is large. But there was a lot of parts of their tribes and their nations didn't have running water. And it was really sad to hear a lot of the problems that were happening there. And especially, you know, Haley, when COVID first started, there was no vaccine and people were talking about washing their hands all the time. And when you don't have running water, just the basic basic thing of washing your hands and keeping them clean were not available to our brothers down there in Navajo, a lot of brothers and sisters down there in Navajo Nation.
Yeah, I mean, water is essential. We need water for many things. And yeah, I would say that's not the best thing to have going on, especially during COVID. But
you know, another fun fact here is that there are around 326 tribal land areas in the United States compared to the 574 federally recognized tribes. So in other words, there's a couple hundred that don't have recognized land. Of the tribes that do not have land, it is on average only about 2% as large as territories they occupied before colonization. So in other words, I read that kind of funky, but before colonization, we don't, with 100% of the land as being native land, now it's only 2.6%. And many of the tribes who were forcibly relocated by the United States government were left without any land of their own. And, you know, we have our own land story here in Ho-Chunk, which is we'll get into someday. But it's very interesting. And then our relatives that are in Nebraska, the Winnebagoes, which are our Ho-Chunks, they have a reservation that was part of the land was given to them by the Utah Indians down there, and out of just helping them out. So there's all these things that we're still here. That's why I like reading this, Haley, is we're still here, and we're not dinosaurs. We live amongst you. We're lawyers, we're teachers, bus drivers, carpenters, you know, so we're still here. And I love having the show and talk about not only resilience of Native Americans, but also the resilience and the success stories of Native Americans, Haley.
Right. And then, so Nina here said on Facebook, Navajo Nation doesn't have running water even without COVID in some areas.
Right. And I might have misspoke. I meant to say that they didn't have running water during the beginning of COVID. And Nina's saying they still don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. And so,
especially with how hot it gets down there.
Well, and with global warming, it's 92 here.
That's true. But we have so many lakes, I mean, and rivers. And
right. Well, and we're in a drought again, Haley. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but the river's low. I go, as you know, probably know, I go down to the river every day for a walk and the Mississippi. And it was really high because we had all that snow, but we haven't had any precipitation in 2 months, really.
Yeah, I know. I was just down at the St. Croix River, too, which divides Minnesota and Wisconsin state line. And the St. Croix River was pretty low, too, which is sad.
Yeah. Well, and it's water is life, and we need water, and we need clean, fresh water, which the Mississippi and the St. Croix and a lot of lakes and rivers in Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, but really closer to 15,000. We have to protect our lakes. And, you know, when there's lack of oxygen in these lakes, our fish die and then the whole ecosystem goes down, Haley.
I know. But hopefully we get some rain soon. That's all we can hope for. But we've got just a little reminder. We've got the New Native Theater is having their second annual powwow, which is actually going to be happening this week, June 24th, and that'll be at South High School in Minneapolis, which will be 3131 19th Avenue is where that's at. And that'll be all day. That'll be their Reclaiming Our Identities Two-Spirit powwow.
Right, and we always talk about the two spirits, Haley, here on Native Roots Radio. And, you know, when the bad guys, so to speak, were coming and taking over our lands, the first people they killed were the medicine man and the two spirits, because the two spirits were so important to our tribes, because they could do the jobs of both sexes. And also, of course, the medicine men were the powerful teachers and healers. So that makes total sense. But that's awesome. New Native Theater, this is the second annual one, and they're putting that on. And that's right on to those guys over there. And I'll be there. Maybe doing a rain dance. Ho-wah.
There you go. Potato dance, I think they were doing. You need a partner for that?
No, I was going to do the rain dance, get some rain out there.
Oh, yeah, that's needed too.
I need a flatter forehead to do the potato dance, and Wendy and I got to practice it, so we got to find a flat potato, and people don't know what we're talking about. It's you put a potato between each other's head, and you dance, and you listen to the MC, and they tell you to do all these things, and hopefully the potato. You know who's really good at the potato dance for, a couple years is our frequent guest in Misco. Her and whatever partner she gets, they do the potato dance really well, and she's won a lot of money over the years. So what a great show, and we really need to get the doctor on again, because that was an amazing conversation, Haley.
Yeah, we'll reach out, and we'll talk more about how we can, as Natives, can heal through our culture and heal our trauma, because that's very important to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're all going through it in one way or another. So, hey, I want to just say, If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier, now.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.